Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by the Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show 5, September 12th, in our basement. Comedians Dwayne Duke, Ray Roberts, and Matt Farkas, all live or live in my basement. It'll be broadcast live that night, or you can listen to it on iTunes, Stitcher, the podcast networks afterwards. Now, enjoy the show. Doing today, Paul?
Pretty good, man. How about
Paul
you?
Paul Pock.
I like that.
You are Paul Pock now.
Right,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew, but we do. You are Paul Pock. And sometimes I introduce you as Paul Pock when you're not even here. It's the Lousy Weather Media main show, episode 98 today. I'm Sean Ast.
Paul Pock.
Bob.
Bell right out of the gates.
Bob Kampar is here. It's episode 98, and today is Ian Bearer Day, right?
Yep.
Did I say that right?
Yes,
Bearer.
Bearer, yeah.
Ian Bearer.
Yep.
Ian Ring Bearer.
Ring Bearer. Paul Bearer. That's what you should go by. That's a sick metal name.
Ian Paul Bearer.
Ian Paul Bearer. And I'd like that. And then every time you watch
Lucas those, Manhunt,
it'll be like Ian Paul Bearer. Anyway, so it's Ian Bearer week. It's episode 98. We recorded this a couple weeks ago with him, right?
Paul? Yeah.
We traveled to Vandergrift, PA.
Mm-hmm.
We hit the road. We were Lousy Weather Media on the road. We were eating Pop-Tarts and drinking coffee and laughing the whole way.
You ate a lot of Pop-Tarts, yeah.
And
you stopped by Sheets twice on the way there, I think.
Yeah. And so then we hung out with Ian in Vandergrift,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about, if anybody's never heard the show before, our interview techniques are a lot of just talking about ourselves rather than the person we're interviewing. So it'll be a lot about us if this is your first time ever listening. So it's going
to
be...
Yeah, you'll get to know us.
Yeah, it's going to be Ian just sitting there in a room with us talking about ourselves.
Then there's a lot. We cover him.
And we cover him a little bit.
Yeah, we get to him in the...
Yeah, we talk about Rings of Saturn and Carnifex and then playing with Under Dead Sky before Rings of Saturn.
Souls Aries, all that stuff.
So, yeah. What, you got something to say, Bob?
I was going to say, we talked about geography, I think.
Geography.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of geography.
Dragon Ball Z. We hit it all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you want to go ahead? We'll get into the interview.
Let's do it.
Come back and we'll do some news stories and the like.
Sounds good.
The Piddler.
I already have it
fucking recording, so let's go ahead and talk about it.
That's still one of the best tour story. That was like the first tour I was ever on.
We picked you up, your mom dropped you off, and you get out in like fucking PJs with the Pillsbury Doughboy on them in a fucking wrestling bag.
How old were you when this happened? This would have been 2011, maybe.
Fucking.
2012.
It's got to be around there, yeah.
Yeah, like 18 around then.
Yeah, you're like 18 or 19. But his mom drops him off, and like we just pick him up at the venue, and he's wearing like those, like I said, those pajamas. And Matt's like, "What? Who the fuck is this?" And then like we fucking step on stage, and we were like, "Oh shit," because we didn't practice with you. No, we just gave you songs, and then like you were like
here you go.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And they're all new songs, so it wasn't like, "Hey, learn these." It was like, "Hey, write songs." Yeah. And he was like, "Okay."
And then, so you picked them up.
Okay, yeah. So we pick them up. We play the show. It was rad. We were playing with Here Lies Another and Brass Knuckle Hustle.
Yeah.
And those dudes fucking drink.
Yeah, I remember that.
So we get, dude's girlfriend gets us a hotel. And it's like a splitting
room. A hotel on your first tour.
Dude,
right?
It wasn't bad.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'm like, this never happens. We get to the hotel. They bring out a bottle of whiskey. I've already had like 10 beers.
Nice.
And then,
dudes from Here Lies Another are gigantic.
They're fucking.
Oh, yeah.
They're Vikings.
They are Viking Norwegian.
They stepped out.
Packed
and I was like,
into
Jesus.
The hotel room.
What?
Packed into the one hotel room for a while, just
six,
fucking drinking.
I
remember waking up in the morning, seeing them all sleeping, sitting up in their fucking car. They looked like statues. All right, so fucking. We're drinking whiskey and I had a bunch of beers, and then Matt's like, I get the bed because Alpha Dog sleeps on the bed. Fucking
yeah.
Ian sleeps on the ground, I think next to Andrew, and then Colin slept like at the foot of the bed, not like on the bed, but like where like you know the end of the bed.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say on the bed, like his little dog curled up.
No, I slept, I was the fucking dog. I slept on the windowsill.
No shit. He's on top of the radiator, like on the fucking windowsill.
So I'm sleeping there. And the next thing I remember is smack, and I'm holding my dick pissing on a fucking bed.
I'm laying there, and I look up, and I just see Paul fucking standing there with his dick out, just pissing all over Matt's feet. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
And Matt smacks
Matt's
me in the face.
Gigantic, too.
Yeah, Matt sits up, or he's like, what the fuck? And he just cracks him. And then Paul looks at him, like shakes his dick a couple times, and then walks away.
Yeah. I pull the rest of the piss out.
Yeah, he just then, like emptied it out. And I walked.
That's
away.
The most disrespectful.
Oh yeah.
Shake, fucker.
And then after he smacked me though, so and I walk in the bathroom and I kind of like come to like all the way. I'm like, oh fuck, this sucks.
What did I just
and
do?
Like yeah, and I had to get like I was cleaning up with like towels and shit and like. And fucking and like we all lay down and Colin's like the Piddler strikes again. It was a fucking Batman Jesus. Villain.
Hey, you didn't even know any of them
no,
either.
That was the first impression. I was like, all right, these guys are okay in my book.
Friends forever.
The next morning we slept in the Walmart parking lot and I wake up and Ian's sleeping like directly next to me on the floor. I'm sleeping on the fucking like.
Was this the 11C van or the old fucking van with no seats?
Yeah, it was definitely the brown one, right?
Yeah, it had seats in it. Okay. We did like seat, fucking floor, yes. Tire well. Yeah.
Right. And so someone slept on the floor, someone slept on the seats, and we just did that because we had six people, I think. And Ian's sleeping on the floor right next to me, and I like wake up, and he's just looking at me terrified, like, please don't piss on me. Like, he's just wrapped up in a sleeping bag, just like with
again.
These eyes, like, oh, fuck. Like, I know what this
happen.
Means. Whenever
I've
he gets up
this.
After drinking, he fucking just pisses on somebody.
He does. He's pissed on his Christmas tree before.
That's why Bob hates Christmas.
Oh, he's done a lot of drunk blackout stuff. Yeah.
Just pissing. He just pisses on things.
He's flooded my basement.
Yeah, we just have to. I like how we're interviewing Ian, and this is turning into what should I
pause?
That's also. I woke up in like that too. That was weird. But he puts his feet down. And he goes, "What the fuck?" And all I hear is water rushing
just
into Bob's whole basement.
The
he's fucking flooded. All right, let's get into Ian.
Bob's peeing.
No, Bob's not.
I mean,
I was peeing.
Yeah, my bad. I stopped paying attention.
That's
all right. Where are we at right now, Ian? We're in Vandergrift.
Yeah, Vandergrift.
This is suburbia, it felt like. Last time I was in Vandergrift, we were on a mountain.
Yeah.
It was like in a backyard of a mountain.
Maybe up top around there somewhere.
But right now, I feel like we're in nice suburbia here.
It's not bad right here.
Is this where you're from? Where are you from?
From Ford City.
Where the hell's that at?
You don't want to know.
No.
Ford City. it sucks.
They into cars there? Fords?
No,
my bad. I should get a fake laugh on that one. But hey, you've been watching the Dragon Ball Super?
I absolutely have.
Have you been?
I absolutely
so
have.
I sit there all week waiting for Sunday so that I can fucking
around.
Like, yeah. And then by the time I get home from work Sunday, I'm on to Dragon Ball Super.
Is it on Cartoon Network?
No, it's still in Japanese. You gotta watch the subtitle
English
version.
Subtitles.
Oh, right on.
So that's how I knew you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, so I was wondering if you fucking are putting in the work to watch these subtitles.
Absolutely. I've been trying to find the fucking movie online for the past
The
three,
Resurrection
four
of
months.
F for the Me
F,
fucking two.
Fucking Golden Frieza.
Every single one of them are fucking fake. Yeah. Battle of Gods was so goddamn easy to find when it came out.
Yeah.
And then
this is impossible.
It's a bitch.
For some
reason. Are they releasing it in the US?
It eventually,
August 4th.
But you wanted to. I still want to see it, though.
Yeah,
I'm going to see it.
You know what I mean? I watched Battle of the Gods in Japanese. It's weird. Okay. I'll be watching it, and fucking Bob will be out in the kitchen just like, oh, yeah, ah, nah.
Yeah. Fucking some of their voices in the Japanese are just ridiculous, like Goku's voice.
I was about
voice.
To say, Goku's voice kills me because it's a little girl.
Yeah, it's just
like,
I swear
it's an 8-year-old girl that does his...
It's just a child.
It does all of... She's done Goku's voice, Gohan, and Goten.
That must be so confusing.
And then, she's all just like, hiya! Yeah. That's Goku, man.
In Japanese.
When did you start watching Dragon Ball Z and shit?
Oh, fucking decades ago.
The Cartoon Network ones?
Yeah.
You draw pictures of it?
The old fucking, the regular Dragon Ball.
I started watching the Dragon Ball Z, and then they started airing the Dragon Balls, like, I don't know, during the Majin Buu saga.
Hmm.
You start watching fucking Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm interested in this.
I'm glad somebody else is.
I don't know. It's weird. I like the character of Ian. Like, you're fucking always gaming and shit.
Yeah.
What fight? You got the Xbox One or the PS4?
Chilling. I got the One. There's some games coming out for the PS4, though, that I might just...
Last time I talked to you, you were mad into Destiny.
I kind of fell out of that.
What happened?
I went on... just real serious.
What happened with you and Destiny?
I'm on the edge of my...
Now, if we replace this conversation about a stripper, it'd be the same thing. What happened with you and Destiny?
But I played it for a while, and I got pretty into it, and then I went on tour for a couple months, and I came back, and I just wasn't into it anymore.
You couldn't pick up where you left off.
I just couldn't get back into it, couldn't start grinding.
What's the game you're playing now?
I've been whooping people's ass at Mortal Kombat.
That's your thing?
And
did you get the Predator download?
Mortal Kombat, my girlfriend and I were playing that shit, and every fatality is ripping someone's face off.
Dude, I was just talking about that to my
every
buddy
single one,
I was
dude.
Like, fucking face rip, or a neck snap at least.
Every single one, they just like shred. Yeah. Like, there's one where they literally just shred off the guy's face and shit like that.
I saw the one where they like cuts off the front of his face, and then his brain falls out. That shit was so sick.
There's fucking one where dude spins a katana like sword in the air like a helicopter blade, and he just feeds him through it.
That's
and like
fantastic.
It's just like a giant blunder. It's so hilarious.
Mortal Kombat, you're playing it online though.
Yeah,
so you fucking get on there and you got the 10-year-old German kid.
Fighting games online.
People get very, very angry. Like, I don't know.
I get angry just playing with friends.
You talk to him?
Oh yeah, I like talking shit to people. It's funny. But I've been playing that and like The Witcher.
Never heard of it. What is
Witcher
that?
Witcher 3. It's just like another bullshit. Like, you get powers that shoot out of your hands and like go around it. Yeah, it's open world.
I love Skyrim.
Yeah, Skyrim is... I dove into that. I lost like 2 months of my life from that fucking thing.
Yeah.
They would text me and be like, hey man, you want to hang out? I'd be like, no, I'm busy. I'm just sitting there playing Skyrim.
I would sit there with my dude and be like, man, do you think something's going on in there like that we don't know about? Like, maybe we should turn it on and go check it out.
Something's going down in there.
Like, I would go over to Paul's house to hang out with like three or four people and he would just play Skyrim.
So would you.
Yeah, but
I didn't invite
people over and play it, though.
True, yeah, people would call you.
I just faded everyone's phone calls for a month. That's all I did.
I can't be interrupted right now.
I would just pay 5 hours to be like, all right, well, I'm leaving, man. I'm like, okay.
When did you start playing games?
Oh, man.
It was always in life?
Yeah, I've always been fucking playing it.
Like Super Nintendo?
Yep.
I'm trying to put the age. How old are you now?
22.
So you had a Super Nintendo? Did you ever have the regular Nintendo?
The,
like the NES? Like the old big old gray box?
Yeah, with the gray, like, rectangle controllers.
You like it and you flipped open the top and blew into the games and shit?
Yeah,
you had to deal with that?
I've dealt with that shit, yeah. You still gotta deal with, like, N64 games and
shit,
you
still blow into those?
Yeah. I blow into them all the time.
Yeah, so the 64 probably...
That's the thing I do. He's not even playing them. He's about to play Skyrim. He's like, well, I gotta get in the mood.
So the 64 was probably the main system you started with.
Yeah, I actually got one in my car. I've been waiting to hook it up in here.
What were the games for that then? Like Mario 64?
007.
GoldenEye with like three of your friends. Oh, fucking dude. I lost.
A nice tube TV where each screen's about 3 inches big.
That's where
we'd be running up and down the silo and shit or whatever.
Fuck. Oh, yeah.
You remember playing like play Only Mines?
Yeah,
that's like the worst gun. Thing.
That was like,
we would do, like proximity mind. Yeah, that was a weird thing. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, lasers and shit like that.
GoldenEye. There was, what were the other 64 games?
Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
I fucking loved that game.
My mom hated it because you're just like, when you'd run, you'd roll too because you'd get either a little bit faster. You'd be like, ha!
just over.
Oh my god! And then like your little fucking navy or whatever, you'd be like, hey, listen. That shit fucking.
They're making an open world fucking Zelda game
for
the Wii U. It looks pretty intense.
Wow.
Finally, they have a title worth buying for the Wii U.
Yeah,
they're getting there.
They're still successful machines, though, aren't they? The Wii?
I feel like they're probably... I don't mind them.
I don't mind them, but, like, when do you play them? You play them when you're drunk. You're like, hey, you want a bowl?
Yeah.
Or, like, you want to shoot zombies? Like, that's when you're, like...
Or when you're old.
I like the Wii Fish.
Wii Fish?
Yeah.
Fuck.
What do you do? You just fucking cast?
Yeah. Yeah, you, and you usually catch something, and you can smoke weed on your couch.
Yeah, it's a lot better than regular
fishing.
I had the fucking, what was the one, it's like Princess Darkness or some shit, or like a fucking, it was the Zelda for the Wii. I had that one, you could fish in that.
Oh, yeah.
You fish in the Zelda?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you fished in the Ocarina of Time, too.
We're getting way too into Zelda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had Star Fox on 64.
Star Fox,
too.
Yeah, Star Fox got fucking intense. Super Smash.
The Star Fox was like going into a whole other world.
Yeah.
Like, well, and there was like fucking like different ways to beat the game and shit. Like you could get to like different things.
And the Star Wars games too.
Yeah.
Like the Rogue Racer and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
Shadows of the Empire. I love that one. You fight IG-88 and it fucking.
You
was
a
sick.
Star Wars fan too?
I'm not
fucking.
Paul's.
I know. I knew Paul
Paul's
was gonna
the biggest Star Wars fan in the
say
world.
Say something. I've honestly never seen a Star Wars.
You've
movie.
You've never seen a Star Wars movie?
Not the whole way through.
Oh. Okay, so you've like caught like.
I've seen bits and
you're
pieces.
You're like, oh well, I know who this guy is.
Well, I mean, just pop culture.
I get the bolt. Like the bullet points of what the
pawn shop first we get.
Well, it's just it's the
so fucking
you
bad.
Really think about it, it's the same like story as like I don't know the Bible.
Yeah, definitely.
yeah, just for sure. compare it right to that.
Well, they're making a new Star Wars movie and
what?
And video.
And, oh my god!
Breaking news!
I leave. Just jump. I see like a fucking like imprint of me in the wall.
Just dive out the fucking window.
Yeah. But so
Battlefront, you were talking.
Yeah,
that
looks
so
sick.
Yeah,
that looks sick.
That game.
Yeah, the new Star Wars. They're like rebooting the franchise of Battlefront.
I was doing like I played like the Force Awakens game or whatever. Is that what it was?
Fucking rock too. Yeah.
You know, it was Star a really Killer. Good Star Wars game. The fucking Legos.
Yeah, Lego Star Wars fantastic. Yeah. Played through the whole fucking saga.
You ever played any of the Lego games?
I played a couple of
you fucking
Lego
just
games.
Play Race 3. You know what my favorite song is right now? I'm high.
Yeah.
My bad.
Is that the song?
My bad. We hit the dabs and I'm gone. But we started, there was this song, it was called, it's from the Lego movie, I guess. And it's
everything
like, thing is awesome.
Hell yeah.
My favorite song in the world, dude. I'm like, I was like, heard it at work and I'm like, when you're part of the team.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I was like grooving. I was like, fuck yeah.
That movie fucking rules, dude.
That's my shit. Yeah. What kind of music you been listening to lately? Do you listen to like Drake and stuff,
yeah,
or you just
Lego?
Stick the metal
Lego movie soundtrack?
Lego movie soundtrack.
That's all I listen
to. That's your fucking pregame.
Lego movie soundtrack. I really don't listen to a lot of music.
Yeah, what you been sticking to?
I don't know.
You put anything in your ears when you're working out, walking?
No, not really. Nothing. I just gotta. I'm in silence all the time.
Is that really? That's a, I've given up on music a lot.
I don't know. I just don't really listen to much. I listen to whatever my friends listen to, and that's just like a bunch of bullshit.
So yeah, he kept playing these like really happy pop punk bands the whole way here, and I was like, I was like, is this your band? And he's like, no. I'm like, all right, cool, because it's god awful.
It was New Found Glory.
Just checking before you say anything.
And yeah, I was like, yeah, because
he judges me.
Yeah,
he
is this
a,
you? No.
Hey, even like a metal band came on next, and I was like, is this your band? He's like, no. I'm like, because it's god awful.
It was All Shall Perish. We've listened to this, and you loved it.
I was just making jokes. Ah, jeez. So what was the music that got you into music then?
Fuck.
Were you like a kid rolling around with the Metallica record, like Sad But True and shit?
No, not really. I actually...
Western?
I actually used to listen to like a lot of rap when I was younger. And then my buddy started showing me metal, like Slipknot and like Disturbed.
What was
and
the
shit.
Rap? That's what I would like this stuff that was big then, like Puff Daddy, Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Fucking Nelly.
Yeah, just all about Nelly.
It's hot in her.
Yeah, I'm not too sure, but my buddy started showing me metal, and I was like, oh, this isn't bad. And I thought, like, Slipknot back in the day, I was like, this is the heaviest shit in
that
the fucking
first
world.
Record was fucking heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got shown, like, Job for a Cowboy back in the day.
Yeah.
And I started doing vocals, actually, like, making fun of death metal vocals. Because I was like, oh, dude, all they're doing is going like, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah.
And my buddy was like, dude, that wasn't
that,
that
bad.
Was like... And so, like, I started listening to it more, and it grew on me. And then I started practicing, and then...
I was going to wonder that, because, like, there's some people that, like... whenever they're doing metal vocals, they can like just start doing it and they're really bomb at it. And then there's some people that like have to take 10 years. Like they sound terrible for a long time.
And then they just
I had somebody ask me last night, like, what makes you want to try and do that with your voice? And like that you just pointed it out. You were like, I was just trying to make fun of the guys.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I like getting on stage and just like trying to sound like a monster.
It's like, it like releases a lot of aggression. Like, that's the way I always felt. I always felt like I was like, I mean, I'm not a very angry person, but whenever I'd be on stage, I'd be like, I tried to look as angry as I could.
Yeah.
I guess it was like...
It's all about metal. You like it is stomp
not
around.
So much yeah, I try... Like
strictly no smiling.
You just turn into like... You just
don't
turn
enjoy yourself.
Into
don't you fucking enjoy yourself.
You turn, you turn into a fucking monster.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
It's... I like it.
Make creepy noises. Like,
I just get to make dumb noises on stage and...
Everyone's making faces and
shit. Everyone's like, ooh.
And no matter what you do, like, people can kind of eat it up. Like, I was watching this guy last night at a show, and he's, like, he's one of my favorite metal singers ever. Like, he's, like, the guy that, like, inspired me from Fully Consumed. And I'm watching him last night, but he literally, like, dances around, like, a weird spiritual animal.
Yeah, it's transient almost.
Like, he's all like, doing this shit the entire... I guess that's great for an audio podcast.
Yeah, I wasn't going to point it out, but...
It's like a weird, like what you would picture an acid, like a really heavy acid trip, Jim Morrison.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but doing death, it's like a real, it's like a creature.
That's what they used to call him, Bobby.
The band's Fully Consumed is the band, and but they their singer is like a creature. Huh. And the point I'm making is like, you can get on stage and do whatever, and everybody's like, wow, look at this fucking guy like just wiggling his hips and humping the air like Mick Jagger, but he's a metal creature, and I enjoy it.
He's just reaching his final form. he's slowly transforming.
I like it. He's got a tattoo on his stomach that says Jesus.
Yeah, he does.
That's really heavy. So was Jesus a part of your life back then?
Oh, absolutely.
It was?
No.
What, like Christian schools, heavy Jesus?
I'm real into Christianity.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it? That's the whole point of Rings of Saturn, was a Christian preach?
It's just a giant hymn. All of our albums.
Oh, that's funny. This is Psalm 42.
Yeah, this is
Rings
Psalm
of Saturn.
42.
That's funny.
May we bow our heads.
So you started doing the metal vocals. Like, I remember is Souls of Aries.
Oh, yes.
Now, how the fuck did you get hooked up? Like, that was the first time I saw you. Was Souls of Aries before you started making YouTube videos and shit? Or what was the timeline on all that?
That all kind of coincided together, like, at the same time.
So how did you get hooked up with Souls of Aries?
My buddy was actually friends with one of the guitarists, and their vocalist at the time quit, and I just started, like...
They were like, dude, I know this dude that just pretends to do metal.
He's not bad. that's basically what happened. And then, like, I went over there and started jamming, and I don't know, we just had a good time. We all started hanging out and chilling, started jamming more, and we were like, fuck it, let's play shows.
Yeah.
And then we started playing shows around here for a couple years, and then we played with you guys at the fucking roundhouse. Yeah, the pizza place, and that was awesome.
Yeah, that was that whole fucking venue was pretty awesome. That's when we met TR too. Yep. TR became my favorite promoter in the world, because we pulled up. We're like, it was like one of my first times going out of town, and we pull up, and TR just opens the side of the van door, throws Matt Stevens $80, and then he's like, "You guys play in an hour and a half," and shut the van door. Or he's like, "Yeah, have you got weed?" And then shut the van door. And then I was like, man, he paid us before we even played. Like, we could just leave now.
That's awesome.
He trusted us.
TR's a good dude.
But then the venue was off the wall. But I remember seeing you guys, and I remember like specifically like sitting there the whole time, like, this fucking kid is a monster. And then
you're probably like 16 then.
Yeah, I started when I was about 15, 16 was when I was in Souls of Aries.
Man, I remember all of us were talking about it even on the way home. Like, dude, that fucking the singer of that band was a monster.
That's so insane, because like when I was told about you, Matt was like, "Hey, TR wants us to use this kid on tour since we have it booked," and I think you had just quit or something.
Yeah,
and And I was like, okay, well, what's the band is he in? And I checked it out, and I was like, this is fucked up. And like, TR's like, yeah, he'll be good. He's like, he'll fucking just show up. He's like, he's not like a fucking.
That was
dude.
Before you guys were playing the Click Tracks too, right?
Yeah.
So you sent him all these songs that he had to learn.
Literally, like it was like YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And then
we were just like, hey, here you go. Like, because we couldn't send him an email; they were too big a file, so we had to upload them to YouTube, and then we just.
So then you get on stage with them, and Colin, the drummer, just fucking played everything
4 times faster.
Without Click Tracks, some of our songs. Songs would go from like 320 to 240. Like just chop off 40 seconds of the fucking song without a Click Track. And singing to that is insane.
It was good stuff.
I was listening to Fully Consumed last night and they were playing without a click. And I was like trying to sing along and fuck, it was so much faster than the record. Just so much faster, dude. Yeah. That was one of the most difficult things is singing without a click.
Yeah, we started using a click a few tours ago, and it definitely helps out.
God,
a
it's
lot.
a world different. But so you guys just like hit him up.
Yeah, TR was like, "Hey, I know this kid. He's down to tour. Like, fucking take him."
Yeah,
and then we were at like a fucking
TR the facilitator. That's another reason why
he's helped us out from fucking day one. But and then like we were at like a country USA buffet. Me, you, and Matt.
Yeah.
And I was like, just be in the band, dude. And he was like, oh, fine.
Okay.
And then fucking, like, we had, like, a...
Was it after you did a tour with
this
them?
This was
or?
While we were on tour.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, you're sick. I was like, we're not going to be able to find anybody either, so just fucking play with us. And I was like, just come out. Well, you won't have to practice, obviously, because, like, dude learned all the songs.
Yeah.
Wrote to them and shit. And then fucking, he would just mega bust back and forth. We recorded a little bit. Yeah. Played a couple shows, and he was like... I was like, hey, man, can you do this date? And he was like, oh, yeah, for sure. By the way, I'm in Rings of Saturn now, so, like, this will be my last show. It was just so, like, I was like, oh.
Dude,
I was like, well, hell yeah, man. That's fucking sick.
It was a pretty
sick.
Fast whirlwind. One of my favorite things of that time, though, is Bruce McDuff.
Yeah,
that
fucking
dude,
song. I am a fucking animal.
Even when we would, because when I rejoined the band, that was the one song that, like, I didn't change. I wasn't going to, like, fuck around with when we were good. Like, and so I got to, like, sing it. And it
was
so much fun to fucking,
it was just a flowy song to fucking.
And the fucking lyrics were insane. Like, I remember the first time reading it, like, God, I couldn't even dream of writing this. This is like fucking Faulkner or some shit. Like, what the fuck is going on with this thing? You guys fucking did that, and the YouTube videos were going and all this time.
Yeah, the Carn FX was.
Yeah, well, who starts doing vocal covers? Like, you just see somebody do Usher on, or Justin Bieber got famous, so you were like, I'm gonna start
like,
doing that too.
Let me try that out.
Canadian knows something.
But instead
he's fucking on to something.
But instead of Bieber in it, you're like, I'm gonna do Whitechapel.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. I saw people. They were like. They were doing vocal covers, and I was like, I was like, I want to try that out. So I just started doing it, and I did that for a couple of years just to like try to help get my name out there somehow.
It works for some people. There's this one girl I watch all the time named like Nikki Heaton or something like that, and she plays acoustic covers of like gangster rap songs. Like she'll be doing like Fetty Wap, but she plays it like real acoustic. She's got big titties. Good. It's fun to watch. So
she got big titties. It's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch.
Just trust me. It's fun to watch.
But so you were standing in it. He like makes it legendary. The infamous Mom's Kitchen.
It's true.
Yeah,
so it is. The infamous
just cracking out. And sometimes she would be like in the living room, which was like a doorway. And like
and
I get done. Yeah, like I'd be like 15, 16, and like I'd do a video, and she'd come out and be like. You know, that sound pretty good, honey. And I'd be like, all right, nice. And then I just uploaded it to video to YouTube.
So super supportive the whole time. It was never like, what the fuck is this racket?
They were all about it like the whole time, which was pretty crazy.
Especially to let you just like, I can imagine, even just like with the Under a Dead Sky thing, you're like, all right, so you're going to meet up with these four guys you've never met before. They're coming from Akron, Ohio to pick you up.
I was like, yeah, that's about it.
And they were like, all right, you're fine. Ian, go ahead on your happy way.
Just go ahead.
She even came to Kent one time, and she was like, "She's like, yeah, we got to get him a passport. I'm gonna get him like this fucking thing." Like she's just all
very
about
supportive.
Like, "Oh fuck yeah!" She's like, "I'm so happy for him. Like this is sick. Like he's gonna be able to do what he loves." I was like, "Yeah, it is awesome."
And she's letting you do metal too, so she's not like expecting a house out of it either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if she wanted a house, she'd be like, "Ian, why don't you do something more practical?"
I'm like, "Nah."
But so you start. I remember the Carn FX thing.
Yeah.
Now, wait, what the hell you like? It was like a contest or something?
Yeah, they had a vocal contest up that I saw, and you just like entered a YouTube video. And
you just had to be like, hell chose me.
Yeah, it was
is that their song?
Lied in My Face, I think it was. And yeah, you just made a video, sent it in, and then they picked the whichever one was the best. And there were actually two from the United States. It was me and this this guy, Skylar Taylor, down from Texas. And he's fucking sick, so we got to play on stage with them, too.
Hell yeah.
And right when that happened is when Rings of Saturn messaged me back, and they were like, hey, like, we're going to fly out to California and record this album. And they sent me the... They sent me the files for the songs, like the instrumentals, and they were like, all right, you got 2 weeks to write this whole album.
Nice.
Yeah, I think, come like, out and record it.
We were playing with you, and you were like, hey, you want to hear it?
Yeah. And I was like, you want to fucking jam this?
So how did you get in contact with them to begin with, Rings of Saturn?
I made a YouTube video.
And it was like, were they asking for them, though? They were like, yeah, hey, we need YouTube video. We need a singer.
Yeah, they had their singer quit, and then they put a video up saying, yeah, we need YouTube submissions, and vocal submissions.
Lucas has got, he started the band, am I correct? So has he always been under the mindset like, I'll find the best players all over the country, I don't give a fuck? Or did it start as a local band?
I think it started with him in like... backing bass and backing guitar and a drummer, I believe. I'm not, don't quote me on that though. But and then basically he put up videos like getting in contact with people just from across the country that were just sick at what they did, and then we all kind of met together in California and did the album.
Because you were just talking before we were recording that you hadn't even met the new guitar player yet. Like, that's how...
Well,
like,
he was actually... He was on the one tour that we were on.
I got you.
And, but we've never toured with him yet. And, that was our... We recorded our new song with him. And, but yeah, fucking...
He's basically looking for people all over the country to grab.
We've had members from, like, Delaware, New York, New Mexico,
you just
Washington
fucking
State.
Compile into California and record an album.
Yeah, pretty much.
See, so, and then I do like that. He just drops you, here's an album, you got 2 weeks.
Yeah, write it, and then flew out and recorded it. And then while I was out there is when I got to play on stage with Carnifex. So, like, it all kind of worked out pretty perfectly.
Worked together one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that video you fucking kill.
Dude, I was so fucking nervous. Like,
I would imagine.
That was the first, like, really big show that I've ever, like, been to, or, like, let alone stepped on stage, like, and with Carnifex, which is, like, one of my favorite bands. And it's like I'm sitting side stage, and the song started, and, like, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to, like, go out or not, and, like, I was supposed to go out at the beginning, and then Scott looked over at me. He was like,
come on, asshole.
Like, come on out. And so, like, I got out, and, like, I got the mic, and I was like, fuck. I was like, here we go. And, yeah, just busted it out, and I was fucking nervous, though, but it was sick.
I was about to say, I've seen the video, fucking the whole place goes raucous, too.
Yeah, that was
it's
a great
fucking
show.
I do like the video of Under Dead Sky at the gyro, too.
That was such a fun fucking time.
Yeah, I remember that.
That little gyro, that's a small little spot.
Yeah.
You fucking, that packed, place was packed.
Yeah, people were like, yeah, they have this, like, fucking new singer, like, he's, like, fucking internet famous and shit like that. And, like, they all, like, a lot of people came out.
It was, like, the rumor.
Yeah.
Did you hear this internet famous dude? Come fuck, it's like a Chocolate Rain was coming.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Chocolate Rain's
got YouTube
gonna be
money.
Chocolate Rain's on stage with Under Dead.
No, it was a cool send off. I think we played one more show with you after that, like around here or something, like at a fucking VFW. But that was a cool like to bring you to our home, like fucking do that. And then, like, you're like, all right, man, have fun in Rings of Saturn.
And
just send him on his way.
And then, so how long have you been in Rings of Saturn now?
I think it'll be coming up on 4 years.
Yeah, four G's.
Wow, that's insane.
4 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And you guys, the hardest thing I know, the problem was the drummer. You got a guy that's been with you now. What band was he from?
He was in Abiotic.
There you go. And so he's finally the guy who's, like, settled in.
Yeah, we're hoping so.
I was about to say, it seems like you guys all, like, are happy and fitting together now.
Yeah.
So, how many fucking tours have you been doing with these guys? I envy that. Like, you just hop in the fucking van.
Yeah.
Well, shit. You know, you hop in some, a plane. Goes to California. Like, is in paradise for like a couple days.
You got. You guys have a
for tour. It sounds sick.
You got to meet up and practice for a couple days, or
we've actually never had a full band.
Just never done a practice.
That's so weird.
No. Our first practice is normally the first show of tour, and basically as long as the drummer is on with the click track, then everybody else can kind of lock in onto him. So
yeah, because that's the age we live in nowadays. It's so easy to fucking have your clicks and send them to everybody, and fucking I think we like all of our original clicks we did ourselves, or you guys did yourselves.
Yeah, yeah,
how I put myself into it. Like I was clicking shit.
The sessions that we recorded
manually clicking it. Yeah. Click.
There were sessions we recorded with Ian at Matt's house. I just took the drums out and put a fucking wood, or Andrew put a wood block rather.
Yeah.
Just for Colin, and that's how. Then, like, he came out to Brett. What is it? Studio 344.
Yeah,
Yeah. We like he came out fucking like 4 hours before we got there, and he just laid all the drums down because we had the clicks, all the fucking, and then the tempos were set up already because I sent those to Brett.
Mm.
And then he was done in like 2.5 hours. We get there, like he leaves, like you know, like you don't have to be in the fucking same state, obviously.
Brett was a fun guy to record with.
Oh, he was a cool.
I was about to say
producer.
You still do stuff with him.
He actually did our last album.
He's doing the whole album or just you? I was wondering how that worked, or if they were doing some of the stuff out there.
I'm pretty sure he and Lucas went back on like the mixing of the guitars. Mm. But he did the drums and vocals and bass, I think.
Nice.
But yeah, he did our last album, Lugal Kiad, and he just did our new song that we just recorded.
I remember when I recorded with him, he handed me the mic, and I was like, can I sit down in a chair and look into it? Like, I like to record just how I'm sitting right now.
Really?
I was like, can I just sit like this?
I always have to fucking put my foot up on
It was the first
something.
Thing he said to me. He was like, well, he's like, normally I drop the mic down because Ian will put his foot up here and yell down into it. And I was like, no, I just want to sit here like this.
Yeah. Like you're fucking reading a book.
I recorded the whole thing. Yeah. Sitting there and fucking, but he was fun as hell to record with.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Constantly, he's not forceful, but he'll critique you and change what you want to tighten that up. Yeah. You know what I mean and stuff.
Not
like
only
that.
That, he's like a producer that actually produces. Like he's like, hey, try this, try that. Like he adds himself into the album, which I really dug.
Yeah,
I like that. Instead of like, you cool with that? All right, moving on. Yeah. Like that's like the producer.
Good with you.
Yeah, like fucking like I didn't hear a mistake. Are you good? Like you won't listen back. Just like you want to. I gotta be somewhere. You know. He was very fucking like dedicated. He's a cool guy.
So he did. You said he did the vocals and drums on the last album, or he's doing this new one?
He did the new one as well. Yeah, I think him and Lucas went back and forth on like guitar mixes and stuff, and then they both decided on one.
Yeah.
So the single that we just heard. When is it fucking?
I honestly have no idea.
Yeah, I keep seeing the pictures on Facebook of you guys like group chat and these weird fucking names you're naming it. I can't think of what it is off the top of my head.
Optimum Deathcore.
There you go. And like so I'm like, hell yeah, I'm waiting for this Optimum Deathcore track to drop.
That's amazing.
I'm excited to release it. It's probably one of the favorite songs that we've all done. I like what Miles is bringing to the table as far as guitar.
It adds another element.
Yeah, like
he's putting in a lot of.
It definitely sounds like Rings of Saturn, but you're right. It's progressed in a little bit of a different way. And it's cool. It's sick as fuck.
Hmm. So yeah, he's doing a lot of writing with Lucas. And was that something that happened a lot before?
It was hard for Joel and Lucas to write before because Joel was from Washington. Lucas was from California, and actually, Miles lives like. I think 5 or 6 hours away from Lucas, so they can all kind of meet up together every now and then and jam some stuff out finally.
I'll say 5 or 6 hours is probably nothing to them. To us, for like 2 hours.
I mean, yeah, I've been driving back and forth from PA for the past like fucking year.
Yeah, you have been.
Yeah. And that's like 2.5 hours. I mean, that's not 5 hours.
Yeah.
5 hours would fucking blow.
Joel, our old guitarist, whenever he had to start a tour, he would ride a Greyhound bus from Washington to California. And it was like a 28-hour ride.
Ride a Greyhound.
Yeah, just rode a Greyhound for like 28 hours.
I was about to say, that's probably dirt cheap.
28 hours on a Greyhound.
Yeah, I mean, like, you just suffer. Like, that's like, they're like, all right, collect your tears.
He's like, yeah. I just sat there and held my guitar for like over a day.
Yeah. 28 hours like, to get from Washington and yeah. just drive straight down. Straight, They're yeah. like, what way are we taking? Yeah, we can't do any tolls.
And he said the one time on a bus change that they put him on the wrong bus.
Oh, my God.
So like, he had to backtrack and then go back around.
Nice. Would that probably added an extra 8 hours. He's got a
I don't know.
Because I know you guys, like, fucking usually go in, like, direct into the PA and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, all he would need is his, like, fucking, like, head, but those things aren't light.
He might have left it down in California.
Yeah, okay.
You guys got anybody playing bass yet? Or are you guys still running that backing?
Oh, yeah, we're just running the backing.
How does the whole backing thing work? Like, is there a computer literally on stage running into the PA?
I'm not entirely sure, but
on how this
from
works.
What I've gathered. Well,
yeah, I can imagine you're like, getting little bits, pieces of information.
So they have, like, a thing that just...
this is what I've got. They got a thing.
You see what it is. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
And I don't know. It makes the album tone of the guitar like the live tone through the PA. And I think that works the same with the bass and everything. And then it's just all.
So your tones are literally running off of plugins in the computer.
The axe effects
I think
are.
So,
yeah. And there's like little triggers that switch the tone with the track as the track's going. So they don't have to.
Because I've seen you guys a few times now. And every time I see it, they just got two little cabs that are like maybe this tall and this wide.
They had little Vaders. And they don't even use the Vaders anymore.
You get fucking. Wait, it just goes right into the PA.
Yeah.
And do they still keep them on stage though?
Yeah.
Like I know it's a weird story, but Rush, because they don't they run everything through the PA nowadays.
Yeah.
That's why they put like laundry machines and weird rotisserie chicken things behind them, because they still wanted something behind them, but instead of putting amps, they were literally doing the all their roadies laundry on stage in the washing machines behind them, and they would fucking tour on
That's
one of their
awesome.
Tours. Yeah, I thought it was a hell of an idea.
Definitely.
I was like, you get everybody's laundry done.
I mean, you're getting shit done while you're playing. Paid. Yeah, that makes
it. There it is.
I'm fucking all for
you
it.
You switch the load in between songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like,
hold on.
Anyone
Change
got a
over.
Yeah, when's last
you
time?
Pay for him?
When's the last time you did laundry on tour?
Oh, God. It does take too fucking long to do laundry on tour.
I think, like, we've seen people just buy white t-shirts and socks before they ever washed anything.
I remember fucking V was, like, super bummed he couldn't take a shower, so he went into Walmart and got his hair washed.
He got his shampooed.
Like, he came out, his fro was fucking
That's
majestic.
Hilarious.
It was 98 degrees in South Dakota. He's like, I can't get a shower. So, he got his hair washed, and he bought a tie-dye t-shirt with a cat on it.
He was so fucking pissed, but he came out, like, $1 million.
Yeah, he did. Like he flowing.
Yeah, just doves fly out.
Honestly, like,
Walmart bathroom.
He's just got this tie-dye shirt with a cat on it.
No, dude, he paid like $8 to get his hair shampooed by a lady. Like at a fucking hair.
Yeah,
oh,
the hair
God.
Salon inside the Walmart.
That's funny.
Fuck yeah.
Though.
That would be funny if he was just in the bathroom hobo shower. That's what I did, a hobo shower.
Yeah,
I've done hobo showers.
You just gotta knock it out. I would keep toothpaste too in a bottle of water, so I would just fucking pour the water. And I brush my teeth every day. I just never did it by a sink.
Dude, I've learned a saving grace on tour is those little packet disposable toothbrush things.
Yeah,
they just like pop the little ball in the middle of them. Those things are fucking awesome.
You just fucking roll around and toothbrush all day.
I stock up on those. I'm just get a brush in.
The last time we seen you was the tour with As Blood Runs Black.
Yes.
Who's some of the people you've done some headline tours? You've opened for some people. Who's some of the favorite people you've toured with?
Favorite people within the room.
I mean, you don't want to make anybody feel bad or anything. But.
I've had, as far as like having fun, Dire as Murder, Within the Ruins, The Faceless. Honestly, everybody's normally a good fucking time on tour.
Yeah.
There's really no downers.
It's a good brotherhood scene.
Yeah,
then,
like everybody's there to jam out. Everybody's there to have fun. So
it's that type of era we all live in. Like we're all kind of a lot more docile human beings. Where I guess there's still drunk and rowdy nights, but
some nights.
But you probably spend a lot more time with your Game Boy Advance. And you do
in between, like when we're in drives, is when we all bust out the. We all have a 3DS, so we'll like play Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, I kind of dated myself with a Game Boy Advance. Didn't
I? I mean, Game I Boy do, card? I do have one. I do have one. I take it, but it's hard to play it in the back of the van because you have to wait for like a street light to fucking blast for it to see.
It's like you're always stuck in those caves in Pokemon.
Yeah,
but you're like, but you're actually
yeah.
So what's normally on the radio in the van?
Fuck.
Whoever's driving.
Yeah, whatever they're listening to.
And they just put it like. That's why I always liked. I always drove through the night, so everybody'd be asleep. So I just put on whatever I wanted. Yeah. Like I just grew to Rick James all night, just like Rick James funk music. Out. And then
you wake up and Sean just be like dancing, like fucking driving.
And they're like, what time is it?
I'm 10 hours later, just still fucking jamming.
Well, no, you're like, what time is it? Like, 7. And it's just going, like it's wired as fuck, just jamming away.
and then I'd sleep all day whenever they'd be listening to whatever the fuck.
Dude, we were in South Dakota. I thought Sean died because there's like flies surrounding him. Like, the door. Both open, his legs are sticking out like long white socks and shorts. I don't know why the dude wasn't barefoot. It was like 110.
Yeah, it was one of those where you just didn't want to go into the venue type thing. Yeah. So I was just
air conditioned venue. So he, so he slept in our van next to two dumpsters covered in flies.
Yeah, I just laid there and fucking TR was just sitting up in the front of the van, and I wake up and he's like, oh shit, you're alive. He was like, I thought you stopped.
Oh shit, you're alive.
I like how he's more shocked that you're alive. Oh,
he was like, he's like, you had 7 flies just living on you, and I don't think you were breathing. Oh, I was like, man, I'm just sleep catching a sleep.
Don't mind me.
Yeah. So you do any of the driving? You a driver?
Yeah, we all drive.
Because it's one of those things where fucking like I would never get behind the van with Paul driving.
Fuck, I wouldn't get behind the van with me driving. Fuck
like,
that.
I was even nervous, like, anytime Colin drove. Like, I only felt safe with, like, Andrew or
but
myself.
But you feel safe with me driving my car.
Your own car.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel safe driving that fucking
giant
van
with a trailer.
I drove it a couple times. I'm like, this is like a fucking boat. The wheel just goes back and forth.
You just...
Yeah. I'm turning the wheel
as hard as you can.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't drive, guys.
So then you guys gotta fucking rotate it.
I just had panic attacks
it.
In the fucking back of the... van. That's all I did.
Yeah.
Just laid down like, I hope we don't fall off this mountain.
Does somebody have to sleep in the van each night?
We all sleep in the van every night. It's like somebody... driver's seat, somebody passenger.
Like, even if you're in town and you know somebody, you're not crashing at their house, you're sleeping
in
the van.
Well, if we do know people, we'll crash at their places.
Good. It's just one of those... Every fucking day I open Facebook, somebody's van's broken into,
dude,
somebody's trailer's fucking gone. Yeah. Every fucking day.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
We put Paul in the van with, like, a knife on. We put the smallest guy in the band in a van with a knife.
Yeah, I just hop it like, yeah! It's sheer shock factor of just like this little man with a knife. You're like, fuck this.
You just need to strip down
it was,
in the back
dude,
of it. Just
dude, no,
butt
I was
naked.
In my boxers because it was like
98 degrees.
Dude, and they're all in air conditioned room, like fucking sleeping on couches. Like I sat there, I was like, well, I'm jerking off in here. Like that's happening. Like, I'm
clearly
like,
jerking
these guys.
Off in here.
Like I have to fucking sit here, and which got me way more sweaty. And then I'm just laying down fucking with this knife on my chest. Like, God, I hope no one fucking tries to murder me.
What if you murdered yourself that night?
Yeah, like I could start like stab myself in the throat.
Oh, no.
No one was even there. I'm like, oh no. They're gonna find my cum boxers and move.
I was about to say, yeah.
You're dying, like trying to dispose
yeah,
of them.
Hide. I'm like, oh,
you're dying breath.
Bleeding out.
Not
his
cum.
Boxers are full of blood and cum.
What
the story of Paul.
What happened back then?
Blood and cum.
It would be a great book. Like, what was mine? Speaking of anal fucking, I think.
Yes.
Oh my god!
Earlier we were talking about something. I was like, speaking of anal fucking, I have to poop, and they were like, it's not. That doesn't even make sense. But this should be your life story.
Yeah, that's the opposite of anal fucking is pooping.
Oh, speaking of anal
blood
fucking,
blood cum and piss. By the way, would be yours.
Blood cum and piss. Yeah. Young piddler.
Yep, young.
They took him too young.
So fucking, I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about. The van.
Yeah, driving and shit like that. Sleeping.
Yeah, fucking A. So you've been on fucking tour. You're playing. Yes. You're fucking, I can just imagine, like, you go into a city and everybody's like, everybody knows your name. You're having to sign autographs, shake hands,
chips.
Kiss babies. You mean cheers.
A bunch of babies.
Yeah. Cheers, my bad.
Cheers, yeah. He's Norm at the bar.
Yeah.
Everybody knows his name.
Uh-huh.
That joke will go for all the fucking 50-year-olds listening. So yeah, I mean, I guess this is what I'm getting at is like, how are you taking all of it? You taking a stride? You enjoying it? Or are you you humbled by it? How's it go?
It's kind of hard to wrap my mind around it because I don't know.
It is fun. Like, I mean, because every time we see you, you're like Jenny from the Block, man. Don't be
fooled by the rocks that he's got. Yeah.
He's still Ian from the block. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like,
literally haven't changed like one iota from the day that you got in our van with fucking Pillsbury Doughboy. The only thing that's changed is that there's no Puka necklace.
I remember that. I do remember that.
What is it? Like a Hawaiian seashell necklace?
Yeah. Matt's like, you know you're gonna not. Matt's like, you know you can't wear that.
I was like, you're probably right.
Oh, Matt Stevens. I love Matt Stevens.
We saw him down in Florida.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we stayed with him for a couple days.
Fuck. He last time I seen him was just the other day, and he was like talking about Tinder. And he like showed me a picture. He's like, "See this chick? Fucking hot, right?" I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Transgender." I was like, "What?" And he's like, "That's my new goal. I'm a fucking transgender on Twitter, on Tinder." I was like, "Fucking
dude,
nice."
That motherfucker would do the weird. Like he would, he'd be like, "All right, so your mom blowing your stepdad." I'm like, "Why would you say that?"
Like, what, like, put, like, why a picture would you even of your, say
like,
that?
Like in your mind, I'm like, he's like, "Ah, gotcha." And just walk away.
How many times did you see Matt Stevens' dick on that tour?
He walked up when I was on stage in the middle of a song, just pulled up his phone, and it was just a picture of his dick. like mid-song, I just fucking lost it. I put the mic down.
Dude,
like,
you know,
he's like a rare breed.
He's so
fucking him. It's
one
hilarious.
Of my favorite Matt stories is when he tried to show all of us dudes in a circle his dick. Like, we were standing in a smoking circle, and he just walked up and pulled out his dick, but he did it at Peabody's right in front of all these glass windows, and the fucking chick behind the group saw the reflection of his dick, so she just turns around, she's like, "Oh my god, I just saw your dick," and I'd never seen his face turn so red. He's like, "Oh my god, a girl saw my dick."
Yeah, like, he didn't want to be offensive.
Yeah, he had no problem
didn't
showing
want to offend
his,
anybody.
That's the funny thing about him. Like, he's got heart. Like, he's got a good character. He just does like fucking weird shit.
Oh, yeah, his friends, he has no. Problem offending.
Definitely. No.
He'll hit you. He'll hit you straight up.
Yep.
Matt Stevens.
Yeah, that was good.
We need to call him.
Yeah, we should have him
call
on.
Him right now. Yeah. No.
I think he's working. He's got a fucking big boy job.
Yeah. So what's the future for Ian Bear then?
We got a.
Did I say that right? Bear.
Paul Bear.
Bear.
Is it? Yeah, I mean, Ian Bear. Is that like...
we're going to tackle his name in the last 5 minutes. Let's cross this bridge.
Bear. All right. But yeah, what's the future got for you?
We're just waiting on a string of tours. Mm. We got one coming up that I'm not sure if I can say much about, but it's planned.
But you got the new album coming, fall?
The new album, I'm not sure when that'll be. We're going to... release this single sometime. I'm not exactly sure. I don't have an exact time frame, but now we're in some talks with different labels, so we got some
announcements. The deal with the last label run out, or
it
was just kind of like hook up, like a fucking we got it released, help you out, get it out.
It was
there.
I think it was a 3-album deal, so we released the last one, and then that was it. And yeah, we're in some talks with some new people, but we'll announce that at some other time.
I got the vinyls. I got the Alien Green fucking vinyl, man. Yeah, you fucking put. You just keep rolling, man. Well, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
right, we can go ahead. Yeah, we can finish it up. This was a lot of fun, man. Appreciate you talking to us.
No, any problem.
Song. Never mind.
I wasn't making noises. I wasn't on.
You weren't on, Bob. But now you are. And I've learned how to do that on my mixer that I bought off Amazon.com. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy on Amazon. And since Amazon.com supports Lousy Weather Media, you can too by going to Amazon's link off our website. Right? You just go to lousyweathermedia.com. And click on the Amazon links when you want to do your shopping on Amazon. It takes you straight to Amazon.com. It's just a little
added step, and it kicks back a little bit of a kickback after you make your purchase to Lousy Weather Media, and it really helps us out and supports us. Lousy Weather Media and Amazon are like supporters of each other. We like to keep each other in business.
Together at last.
Together.
Lousy Weather and Amazon.
Together, Lousy Weather Media can keep Amazon in business, and Amazon can help keep Lousy Weather Media. Oh, gosh.
Sometimes blunts hit me hard. Sometimes they don't hit me at all. Episode 98, Ian Bear Week, right?
Ooh.
So what'd you think of the Ian interview, Paul? Let's get your thoughts.
I had a blast. I don't get to hang out with Ian much anymore.
Yeah, we
obviously.
Don't really get to see him too often.
So yeah, it was really cool getting to catch up with him and hang out. I dug that.
Yeah, so basically they were talking, you said they're putting out a Season Devoured re-release. We didn't talk about that on the interview with him. On the interview, we did get to hear the new song that nobody else has heard yet.
It's sick.
And yeah, it's actually really phenomenal. But they're like arguing with labels over who can release it, who's going to get to release it. Yeah, I seen even Sumerian was like talking like maybe we should sign Rings of Saturn and
shit like that.
So
that would be great for them.
It was pretty cool to hear about the new stuff and the recording. And then we got to hear about, life, the opening for Carnifex, all that bullshit. And, you know.
Yeah, it was a blast. Good time catching up with Ian Bear.
You're not full of much conversation today, Paul.
I'm sorry.
Usually you're like, wow,
I'm Paul Park. Here to hit you.
So you ready? You want to just get some fucking... Well, we did have Killing Thing in town this weekend.
Yeah, we did. That was a blast.
And
saw them.
I drank an entire bottle of Jack Daniels pretty much by myself.
Yeah.
Except for the one or two times I yelled at somebody to take a shot with me.
I mean, they're from PA. They got a party.
David Varlato, the drummer, was here. And I kept on telling him, take a shot, David. I was like rubbing his naked body, telling him to take a shot.
He was like, please stop doing that.
I tackled you with perfect form.
Perfect form. Yeah, the perfect three finger down.
Three fingers down.
Yeah, three fingers point, down, Sean ass.
3-point stance.
Oh, that's what that's called.
Yeah. And then like so
yeah.
you can do 3-point or 2-point, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, so
you get more power with 3-point or 2-point?
You would get off the line faster with 3, I'm sure.
I agree. 3 fingers getting you out instead of 2.
See my little cougar like movement.
The
there.
Cougar yeah, cougar.
Is there a 4 or a 1-point?
I'm not sure. If you do a 4 or 1, that's when they just like kick you off the team.
I would do it
suspended.
just with my middle finger like to intimidate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's like really like Little Giant style. Right there.
Honestly, it's probably in the movie. Yeah. Icebox was flicking somebody off.
But so Killing Thing was here, and I partied harder than all of them combined. And I yelled, "I am America, bro," while I laid on my back on the porch.
And you yelled, "I'm too drunk for America, bro."
I'm too drunk for America.
You were America, then you were too drunk for it. So you shed the label of America. What'd you think about Killing Thing?
What's up?
What'd you think about Killing
Thing?
They're
really cool. They're a good band. They sound like Harm's Way.
Yeah, they had that. I love that switch speaker thing that he was doing.
Good hardcore.
Sometimes
it could get a little... I wished he was coming through his second cab more often, I guess. There was times where I felt like he may have like forgot to kick it into the second cab.
Oh, yeah.
Like he'll switch to just, okay, I need just the left going.
Yeah.
And then he would mean to switch back.
I feel like that's the first time I've seen him with that setup. I thought it was pretty neat.
So, yeah, he might be something he's just working on now. But anyway, they're really heavy.
Super heavy, yeah, they're sick.
And, it was cool, and it was fun seeing TR fill in for him. And
yeah, body bang, because his neck was all fucked up from headbanging all tour.
Stuff like that, body banging.
Yeah.
Is that the thing?
Well, that's what I called it, because he was like, it was pretty much like he was hinged at his torso. And he just, like, you described it as that bird that dips down to get water and comes back up. That's how he was headbanging.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
anyway.
The neck was, like, connected.
You want to do a news story or two,
yes,
Paul?
Yes, please.
You ready?
Should make a TR.
Bobby, Paul, and Sean, where are you? We got some news for you now.
Wait, what were you going to say, though?
You should make a TR body bobble doll.
I mean, honestly, I would just take that bird and put, like, a profile of his face on each side. He just has his long nose sticking out.
All right, hit me with the news story.
All right, this comes from hometown. This is from Cleveland.com, but it takes place in Akron, right down the street. Akron, Ohio. A woman was shot and a man pistol whipped outside an Akron strip club early Saturday. Now...
A woman was shot and a man was pistol whipped outside
of an Akron strip club early Saturday. Now, which strip club do you guys think it is? We're going to play a game.
Okay. that's kind of hard because there's
stripper shooters.
There's so called. Many, there's so many terrible, dirty strip clubs around here.
It's a, but it's like in this vicinity. I give you like no.
Damn.
Dreamers.
Yep. Hell yeah, Sean ass. Fucking, you knew. The incident began about 2 a.m. in the parking lot of Dreamer's Cabaret on Britton Road. A man pointed a gun at a 24-year-old man in the parking lot and stole the man's identification. Odd start to the...
Stole his ID?
Yeah.
Just let me get your ID.
Yo, ID. It's like, wait, why? And he shot up...
Was he under 21, a robber?
It doesn't say.
You're not sure.
I don't think that they've caught him. I think he's on the loose.
Just trying to get an ID to buy a beer with.
Well, it was 2 a.m., so they're past selling. A man pointed a gun at a 24-year-old man asking for his ID. He then shot out the front driver's side window of the man's 2008 Pontiac Grand Prix, according to police reports.
Damn, he had an 08.
The man,
he was getting flashy at the strip club.
And that's why he got a shout out. He drawing too much attention.
Driving in an 08 to Dreamer's Cabaret. Anyway.
Yeah, for those of you who aren't from Akron, it's a rough looking spot. The man pointed a gun at five other people, all between the ages of 18 and 26, sitting in a 2010, guess what his car was? Ford Focus.
Mm.
This dude's doing basically a drive-by in fucking a Ford Focus. It's wild. The gunman demanded money from a 26-year-old man in the Focus and hit him in the head with a pistol.
Okay.
He shot at the car. The bullet ripped through the front passenger side door and hit a 23-year-old woman in her right leg. Doesn't specify if she's a stripper or not, but she was taken to Akron General and she seems to be okay.
Mm-hmm. After he already took somebody's identification, then he robbed someone else. So these two separate incidents.
No, that it's in the same parking lot, I believe.
But it's the same guy or two different people?
No, one was 24, one was 26. So yeah, he pointed the gun at five other people too during this whole encounter.
Okay,
as well.
So all this happened at once.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he did one person, then 30 minutes later, Joe shot up someone else.
Right, but then two other robberies were reported at Akron bars during the weekend too. So this could have been him as well.
Mm-hmm.
A man forced his way behind the bar about 12:45 a.m. Saturday at the Rainbow Room Bar, which is over by City
Hospital.
Yeah.
That place is a fucking hole, too.
800 block of Upson Street, yeah. The man shoved a 35-year-old woman bar.
That bar in the corner?
Yeah, with the rainbow, yeah. Yep. The man shoved a 35-year-old woman bar employee. Another woman tried to help fend off the man, but was also shoved, according to police report. The man stole an unknown amount of money and ran.
Hmm.
A masked gunman walked into the secret tavern. I don't know where that is. Do you?
No, but it's a secret. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't give the address. That's odd. about 11:30 p.m. Saturday.
I'm trying to make this news story funny. Pointed so a gun at two.
Yeah, no, I'm just telling you guys. Like, this happened right down the road from us.
This kind of shit happens all the time right down the road.
I didn't
from
know
us.
That, man. I'm so happy I'm moving.
It reminds me of.
You're moving to a way worse area.
I know,
you're moving to Highland Square. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's scary. Right,
the crime over there. They just had somebody get shot like a woman.
Follow that guy through like the alleyway and then climb up some stuff.
Are you talking about Skate 3?
Yeah, Skate 3. Like you follow, I forget which skater it is. Skate 2 maybe, yeah. And then you follow him to the vert. But it's like inside the buildings. He's like, this is the secret spot that we shoot people at.
With guns or like, you know, where they shoot skateboarding videos? What do you mean?
He lost me too. Don't worry about it.
I got lost.
So let's see. Paul's,
you got something lighter?
Paul's basically just telling us that our town is terrible.
Yeah, no, I just want to report. You guys didn't hear about it. I'm just letting you know. Now the listeners know too. Beware of Dreamers.
Akron, Ohio.
Get shot
terrible.
By a Ford Focus.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't go to Dreamers anyway.
True. That's where I park my bike when I go riding.
Unless you are like...
Could get robbed.
You might get shot. Like, you like you were
boy,
like,
shot on bike. I don't know why I'm a boy.
You're like, no, you're like, hey, I feel like maybe getting shot tonight after my strip club adventure. Let's go to Dreamers.
Feeling edgy. Living life on the edge.
Feeling like maybe getting shot tonight. Yeah. Like, you should honestly feel that way at any strip club. Like, you really have to, like, take that in consideration. Like, hey, I might leave here in a body bag tonight.
How many people at strip clubs do you think have guns on them?
Not many.
Okay.
Well,
give me a
maybe
percentage.
At somewhere like Dreamers, probably 75%.
Wow. Even the strippers, you see little like fucking derringers,
pink pussy shooters. But like you
pussy
know,
shooters.
more upscale gentleman club, maybe a little less.
Yeah, but those are like also like you know like the guns like in the inner coat pockets and shit like that.
Like
it's not behind the belt. Yeah,
detective gun.
Yeah.
So
holstered, I believe it's called.
So I wanted to talk about this story. You know, Anderson Silva is Paul Wolf,
no.
Bobby Camparta. Anderson Silva, he's an MMA fighter. They call him the Spider. Anderson the Spider Silva, black guy, like crazy, insane, eight arms. He's supposed to be like he's definitely one of the best MMA fighters to ever fight. Like he was the light heavyweight champion or maybe middleweight, one of the two for a long time before he broke his leg. And then he came back this past year and had another fight. I'm sure you've seen him fight. He's black, bald, wears pink. I mean, not pink. Yellow and black trunks.
I mean, a lot of those dudes do that, so.
No, they don't. He looks like that.
Oh, I've never seen him.
You've never seen Anderson the Spider Silver?
No.
Like,
no,
he
looks like a spider.
Like a spider, yeah. Sweet.
I get the nickname now.
So, this past week, he had to testify to the Nevada Athletic Commission because... after his fight in January, he tested positive for physical enhancing drugs. Okay. So he was he failed for PEDs. They test you before and after the fight. He failed one of the tests, either the before or after. But the results don't come till after the fight.
Okay.
So then you can...
Wait, they test him before the fight, but then they don't even know if they have anything in it, and then they go fight, and then they're like, hey, he cheated.
Yeah.
After the guy get, like, pummeled by Bane.
And then they strike fucked. They strike what happened from the record books.
Oh, so the fight doesn't even count. Wow, yeah, right on.
So
weird how they do that.
He and then now also Nevada passed... They passed a very insane, not insane, but a very heavy, strict PED policy this year in January, and UFC adopted it. So if any fighter gets tested and they test positive for any PED, they're instantly suspended for a year. And like it used to just be like 90 days or some shit. Jesus. Now it's instantly a year. You fail again, 3 years. You fail a third time, you're out for life.
Wow.
So these guys are gonna try and appeal this shit because they don't want to lose their income for a year if they fail. You know what I mean?
Wait, why not just not take the drugs?
That's what the smart person would say.
Well, is that what they're the is drugs? That going to be their appeal? Like, well, why don't you guys just? It sounds like you all take these drugs now. Like, that's so what this is pointing towards.
He came out and said, "I didn't take any illegal drugs. I met a guy named Marcos at the gym.
Okay, Marcos,
who smuggled me in." Sexual performance drugs.
Okay.
It was a blue drink that came in a vial. A blue vial is a liquid.
Yeah.
There were sexual enhancers.
Liquid Viagra, I've heard of it.
From Thailand.
Makes sense.
Black market Thai.
What kind of
sexual enhancers?
Yeah,
what
boner
kind of animal
juice.
Did that come from?
He took it. And
black
he said,
market Thai boner juice.
He said
from Marcos.
He was like, and I just drank it for fun, not for any reason.
At the gym,
just to see what it do to me. Yeah, I don't know if he just
That's
took
funny.
It at the gym.
Guy's like, got this raging boner, but I can lift a lot. Now he fights the raging boner. They're like, sir,
deadlifting with his cock.
Got a little,
check this out, guys.
Got little barbells attached to his balls.
So he takes this and he testifies in front of the Nevada Athletic Commission like, oh no, I didn't take illegal performance enhancer.
Right.
I took illegal black market Thai sexual enhancer.
Well, I mean, can they? If that is true, then they're like, well, fair enough. He's just trying to come, everybody. Give the guy a break.
You would think maybe Nevada, they'd be like, well, you know, we're really into coming here.
Yeah, we understand. You can pay for pussy.
But no, they they didn't take it. They said, no, you're suspended for a year.
Holy shit.
His suspension's retroactive, though, from the fight, so he'll be eligible again in January.
Oh, okay.
So the fight was in January, come February 1st.
Oh, right on. I got you. February I thought you 1st. Meant like it happened now, but they're like, we'll just put it at the end of this year.
He hasn't been able to fight since it happened.
Oh, okay. So he's already had
the
appeal, suspension.
Basically,
I got you.
Yeah, we're what? We're six months from him
yeah,
fighting again.
That's not terrible.
So I love that he was like, you almost have to believe him because you fucking, that's just a story that you probably wouldn't tell. If it wasn't true, you know what I mean?
Or maybe like his lawyer's like, this is so fucked up, they gotta believe
it. Well, I just met a guy named Marcos who gave me blue vials of black market Thai sex drugs.
I feel like that's where it falls apart. Like, he doesn't know this person well, but he's gonna take a black market drug, a vial of blue shit, and be like, yeah, this should be cool. Like, that, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it probably was a sexual enhancer, but it's probably like, hey, it has this in it and this in it, and if you get caught, just say, hey, you
that,
have this. You
that's
know
definitely
I mean?
Possible, yeah.
So, cause
just fall back on the
he
fucking
tested,
boner juice.
I can't remember. Remember what the hell they're called? They're called like Astrolane or something like that, or I can't remember what the drugs are called. I have them right here in front of me. I'll just check. Androstane and Dosdronolone,
and that somehow like enhances your muscles.
They're both steroids. I'm sure.
Oh,
they're
right on,
I think
okay.
They're anabolic steroids. But he off market sexual enhancer is what he took it as, and it was a blue vial of liquid.
That's weird.
Yeah. Anderson's
I've always thought that shit. So wait, do you think he had to shoot it up or drink
so
it?
So he's one of, he drank this shit. It's like a liquid, but he's one of the, he, okay. So he's like the regarded as the greatest fighter so far. Well, you know what I mean? Like pound for pound fighter.
Okay.
It, what is it? Not the greatest, but one of the greatest. And it's like, what does this do to his legacy now? Cause it happens. Like people like Alex Rodriguez, people like Jose Canseco, wow. You know, Albert Bell.
Who's the guy that hit all the home runs? Mark
McGuire.
Yeah.
And so all these guys, you know, they were all juicing up somehow, whether it be HGH, creatines on their bodies.
Honestly, all it says is that you'll be really rad at what you do if you take them, because look at all these giants.
What's it do to your legacy, though? Because people will be like, oh, yeah, he won all those fights, but you remember he was doing the steroids.
But I understand
that. Same thing with Mark McGuire.
I agree completely. That it still goes with it. So hand in hand, people are like, but damn, he hit a lot of home runs.
It was so big and awesome when it happened, but then afterwards you're like, well, what did it matter for?
Yeah, fair enough.
It's the same thing when you look at Alex Rodriguez's hits in live career, you know what I mean? When you look back, or Lance Armstrong, there's the perfect example.
Yeah.
His fucking life is over. I mean, not over, but his biking career is just considered dead.
He can't ride anymore?
He's not. Only a civilian? I don't believe he can ride for the...
Wow.
What?
I mean, the dude lost a nut.
He lost a nut to cancer.
Yeah, and then took some, you know... Some spinach.
Yeah, and he was forcing other people to do it and shit like that.
Oh,
too.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
do it. We'll all fail together.
Yeah, he and was skirting the test for a long time, and he was and he admitted that, like, yeah, I've been doing it for all this time, and they took away like his 11 Tour de France titles and all
holy
this.
Shit.
So, but damn. When people,
I mean, you are cheating, so that is
people,
the whole thing.
Yeah, and people look back at him and they're like, "What an asshole!" The guy who, you know what I mean, and like we believed in him. We wore Livestrong bracelets.
Yeah, those. I still see him.
You know what
I'm like, that guy cheated. That's what I'm going to start saying to people. When they have, I'm like, oh, you cheat on things?
You never
cheat strong.
Never date a girl with a Livestrong bracelet.
There you go. That's the moral of today's story.
Yeah. Ian Bear Week, 98. So how do you feel today, Paul?
Good, man.
Yeah. You about ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. Wait, do you have any news, Bob?
Nah.
Cool.
Nah. Hey, it's been episode 98, Lousy Weather Media Main Show. Subscribe and listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher. And visit lousyweathermedia.com. Let's have a good day.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media podcast channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.